What is the meaning of life? Is there any? Welcome to Gaius Everything, the podcast ranging in subjects from sex to astrophysics. There are many areas of life that give it meaning. When I look at the various religions, Hinduism, Christianity, Islam, Native Americans, Scientologists, all of these various beliefs give the parishioners meaning. It gives them purpose. It gives them some zest in life, something to strive for. And so does science and any other searches for truth. And so does a lot of other areas in life, even football. I'm a Newcastle United supporter, and Newcastle, when they play football, it gives me some level of meaning in life. And if you're grown up with football and being a really ardent supporter of a team, it can give you a lot of meaning. I mean, even the totally artificially manufactured game of chess gives people meaning. I was recently in the national TV studio of Norway commenting on the recent world championship of chess. And I can say that when Magnus Carlsen and Fabiana Caruana plays, it gives a lot of meaning to people. It gives them zest in life, and the meaning it gives to these players themselves is extremely high quality. It's a lot of empowerment. It's a lot of purpose. It's a lot of meaning. So when I look at this whole landscape with religions and science and sports and all kinds of other stuff that people do in life to have meaning, I cannot really see that there is a big difference in quality and quantity of the zest, purpose and meaning and empowerment it gives people. I cannot judge a difference between the Hinduists and their belief and their meaning of life towards or opposed to Christians and their meaning in life through Christianity. I cannot see that there is a difference in how much empowerment these various religions or the sciences or the football or the chess can give to people. And since chess is totally made up, it's a game that if it didn't exist, nobody would miss it. My conclusion must thus be that all of these areas that give us meaning in life are manufactured. So there is no inherent meaning to life. It is all put there. It is us creating these purposes, these beliefs, in order for us to reap the feeling of belief and purpose and zest back in life. So we create meaning in life. There is no inherent meaning in life. And the more we believe, the more meaning we can reap. So the most important of human skills must then be the ability to inspire meaning in life to ourselves and to others. Great leaders inspire meaning in life. Steve Jobs, Elon Musk, John F. Kennedy, Hitler, Julius Caesar, Winston Churchill, Genghis Khan. And great artists inspire meaning in life. John Lennon, Van Gogh, Mozart, and Leonardo da Vinci. Great scientists inspire meaning in life. Einstein, Tesla, Newton, and Leonardo da Vinci. Philosophers, teachers, doctors, moms, and dads inspire meaning in life. And what they inspire is others' belief in a purpose, a cause, a truth, whatever that is. And in oneself. But above all, it is your ability to create meaning in your life and in others' lives that matters. That is your greatest asset. But it needs continual exercising, just as anything. If you want to be good at something, then you need to exercise it, just like my good old friend Ole Vik used to say. So take on a month challenge here. Do something meaningful every day. Set out to do something that creates meaning for you or for other people one time, at least one time per day. Do that for 30 days and you will for sure have a more meaningful life. Thank you.